This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. We're talking about ridiculous alcohol laws, and there are way too many that we can even talk about. I mean, because we know, Daryl, you and I have spent plenty of time in the New Hampshire state committees, legislative committees.
Yes, we have.
Especially the ones where sometimes they're proposing changes to the alcohol laws. And so
Right. We've
heard, just on our own, just being there to observe some of the stupid crap, just some of the most ridiculous
rules. Well, one of the ones that did change not too long ago here in New Hampshire was the prohibition of depictions of minors on labels.
Right.
And the reason that I say it's ridiculous is there was a beer. Mm-hmm. Now, the company wound up changing the label on their own. Company out of Michigan, I believe, Founders Brewing. They had an oatmeal stout.
Yeah.
That had a picture of a baby eating oatmeal. That beer was prohibited in New Hampshire because it depicted a minor on the label.
Right. Kids might see that and think it's safe to drink.
Right. Kids might see this and think that it's juice or something.
The babies might drink it. It's ridiculous. I mean, look, children who try beer for the first time are probably disgusted by it for the most part.
Yes.
Because it's an acquired taste.
Hey, you know what? Personal story here from my family. My brother drank a mason jar full of paint thinner, white paint thinner that had been dipped in had been cleaning white paint.
Oh my God! Thinking
it was milk.
Wow!
Didn't have a picture of a baby on it. It just looked like milk. And he chugged that stuff down.
How old was he at that time?
A couple years old.
Okay.
Turpentine and white paint.
All right. So we're going to your phone calls here, but there's a few more of these ridiculous rules, and actually, the article here from WashingtonExaminer.com, written by Jarrett, D-I-E-T-R-L-E, Dieterl?
Anyway, Dieterl, maybe?
Dieterl? Well, anyway, he is actually on the board of the R Street Institute, which is an organization that advocates for, according to their own document here, free markets, real solutions is what R Street's apparently about. They work extensively on both state and national policy, focusing on issues that other groups tend to neglect. And so this is one of their issues.
This is one of them.
Yeah. Basically pointing out that, hey, prohibition's still going on here. It's just different than it used to be.
How many states still prohibit homebrew?
I don't know. That's a good question.
By the way, same thing with slavery. Still going strong.
Just
slavery light.
We're
going
to go to your phone calls here, but I did pull up their document. So basically this article that we were reading in the last hour, which kind of mentions some of the stupid rules, they actually have an article that goes into 12 of them and gets into a little bit more detail on all these dumb rules. We can share some of those with you coming up here, like how Utah has a curtain rule that requires bartenders mix cocktails behind a partition or another barrier so as to not allow minors, supposedly, to see a drink being made.
Oh. So you just don't let the 12-year-olds in your bar.
Even though they're making martinis in the movies all the time.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Not every place that sells mixed drinks is a bar, so, yeah.
D.C. forbids customers who order bottle service from carrying the bottles around the bar, and on the grounds that, quote, large containers may be used as weapons during altercations.
What?
Louisiana continues to ban airplane mini bottles. The examples of insane alcohol regulations are so plentiful that we at R Street Institute recently compiled a whole report on America's dumbest drinks laws. So that's what I pulled up here. Let's go first, though, to Dillmen88 on the line here over at the Discord on-air call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. However, if you don't unmute your microphone, Dillman, we will not be able to hear what it is that you have to say.
There you go.
Go ahead. Hello. You're on the air. I know it was working before when I screened your call. Dillman going once. Dill man going twice. All right, apparently he's having some trouble there. So here is this the piece, which is, by the way, an 11-page long PDF file from the folks over at R Street. I don't think we're going to go through all of these, but I'll read you the 12, and y'all can tell me which one you want to hear more about, okay?
Yeah, I just pulled this document up myself.
All right. Virginia's got a ratio of food to beer. Food to alcohol.
It's kind of like what we were just talking about just now in New Hampshire.
No. This is completely different.
Let's talk about this one.
Let's get into it. Virginia has many nonsensical booze laws, not least of which is its famous, or rather infamous, food-beverage ratio. This law requires bars and restaurants to sell $45 worth of food or non-alcoholic drinks for every $55 worth of hard spirits they sell.
That's not a whole lot. That's a couple of drinks.
What? $55 is a couple of drinks?
Hard drinks.
What the hell are you buying your drinks?
Hard drink includes $5 beer.
Okay. What?
Dude, you can go down to Thirsty Owl tonight and get a drink for $2.
Have you never heard of hard cola? That's anything with alcohol in it.
All right, but beer is considered a hard drink?
Yes.
Okay.
Even if it's hard liquor.
Hey, I don't go out because every time I go out, I see these $10 drinks. I'm like, I'm not buying your drink.
Where the hell are you?
Hold on,
you're going to pay $10.
Go to Target. They've got a beer section, and in that beer section, they have hard grape soda.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
That just means it has alcohol in it.
Yeah, but 30 seconds goes, I wasn't considering beer as a hard drink on this list. All right, so it's beer is hard. All right, go.
Okay, but even so, Conan, look, we're not talking about Manhattan here or a hotel bar. Yeah, you might pay $10 for a beer in those places, but in Keene, New Hampshire, you go down to Thirsty Owl, you can pay $2,
right.
$1,
but
$3.
Here's the thing. A lot of people that go to bars to drink, they're not buying food.
Yep.
They're buying drinks.
Correct. And so they have to just sell. And it doesn't say here they have to sell the drinks to the same person.
Correct.
As they sell the food. So it may not seem remarkable, but requiring establishments to offset liquor sales with food sales makes it nearly impossible for high-end craft cocktail bars, speakeasies, or martini lounges to survive, since their business models revolve around expensive drinks and little to no served food. Even worse, the law only applies to distilled spirits, meaning that beer and wine are arbitrarily excluded. So in this case, beer's okay. The ratio traces its roots to the aftermath of Prohibition. In 1933, it was illegal for any restaurant in Virginia to sell alcohol. By 1968, the Mixed Beverage Act gave municipalities the autonomy to decide the ratios for themselves, but also introduced the rule that restaurants could not make more money selling alcohol than food. This requirement was eventually codified to a 45-55 food-to-alcohol sales ratio, and today the law lives on because a group of powerful restaurateurs insist that high-end bars are detrimental to society.
There you go.
Yeah.
They've gotten rein of the power, and they're keeping it. They're not handing it out.
They don't want anybody to compete with their restaurant bar.
And then looking at I actually pulled up the statute here. They make reference to hotels that have less than a certain number of bedrooms, hotels that have more than a certain number of bedrooms, and then there's an entire paragraph of regulations about each of those.
And is this in the alcohol regulations?
In the Virginia Mixed Beverage License.
So there's different rules for mixed beverages that apply to certain size hotels.
That's what this thing is that we're reading about, the ratios.
Yep.
Applies for the mixed beverage license, and then within that, there are different regulations about where things can be served in different sized hotels.
In reality, however, these interests are using the law as a protectionist cudgel against competition from new business models like cocktail lounges or whiskey bars. Virginians enjoy classy cocktails as much as their neighboring states, but until this law is scrapped, they'll have to take their business elsewhere.
And then if you are a caterer with a mixed beverage license, then you can only do up to 12 gatherings per year.
My God, how do you make any money at that? One per month?
Yeah.
So, number 11 on this, that was number 12. This is a list of 12, these ridiculous rules and sort of the history behind them. Number 11, DC's pitcher crackdown. where you can drink at bars and walk around at bars, but you cannot drink and simultaneously walk around at bars in D.C.
Watch me. Oh. I can drink and walk at the same time.
Oh, we have a silly one here in Keene where you can't go and get your beer from the bar and walk outside and sit at the table.
That's right.
It has to be brought to you and handed to you.
I knew that one was going to come up in this conversation. There's more coming up here in moments. 855 450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. free. Bring up what you want here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about ridiculous alcohol laws that exist across the United States in various different states. We're going to continue on that list thanks to R Street, which is, seems like a pretty freedom-oriented group. I like the language that they use to talk about these things. They claim they're for free markets, so I hope that we'll see more from this group in the future. I was looking through their website, and they've got a lot of stuff on the issue of alcohol prohibition that's there right now. So with you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian
and Conan
and Daryl.
Coming up in just over 2 months from now, it's Anarchapulco 2019, February 14th through the 17th. It's going to be a great event, as it was this year. It was sold out in 2018, so you ought to expect it to sell out again in 2019, because Ron Paul's going to be there. He's going to be back. He was there this year and just packed the house. It was incredible, standing room only. And if you've never seen Ron Paul before, then this may be one of your last chances to do so. Go to anarchapulco.com. You can use code FTL. Get a discount on your tickets. It's anarchapulco.com, February 14th through the 17th. Not just Ron Paul, though. Of course, Judge Andrew Napolitano will be there. Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, David Icke going to be present, and others that have yet to be announced over at anarchapulco.com. Cynthia McKinney is also going to be there, which some of you may be hearing that and saying, what? What's she doing at an anarchist conference? Former U.S., I think, Representative Cynthia McKinney.
Turns and former out, Green Party presidential candidate.
Yeah, the last person you might expect to show up at an anarchist convention, but it turns out she's gone anarchist. And it was thanks to her son, actually, that that brought her on board with that. We interviewed her from there last year, so we talked to her about it. It was pretty interesting stuff. So she'll be speaking. Anarchapulco.com, great lineup of speakers, still developing, though. They're still releasing names, discussing entrepreneurship, investment, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. It's a beautiful location full of cool people like freethinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, anarcho-capitalists over in Acapulco, Mexico, February 14th through the 17th. Go to anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue, we go to Doug. He's in Illinois. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got kind of tired today of all the media talking about how we should all be in mourning about George H.W. Bush.
For
the bank. The bank, they weren't open.
Jeez.
No mail delivery today. And I made it a wonderful day. I went out and I began the day by getting me a eggnog latte, and I went out shopping.
Can I bug you to do something for me? I'm sorry. We've got some audio issues here tonight with our phones. Can you back off your phone by like an inch or two? I think that might help with some of the issues.
How about like that?
Yeah, much better. Thank you.
Better. Yep. I had a wonderful day today. I went out, got me an eggnog latte. I went out shopping. Terrific mood. I mean, the nerve of them to tell people that a man who killed, you know, how many people made incredible carnage around the world.
Yep.
And we should feel bad about him. You know, I am not going in with that propaganda, and I hope that all the other people didn't either. You know, you should have had a wonderful day today. You should have turned your radio off, your TV off, and you should have went out, and it should have been a beautiful day. For the fact that I hope that George H.W. Bush will be burning in hell. That can be what I hope.
You know,
there will be hell for him to burn in.
The most obnoxious point about all of this is that a lot of the people who were saying exactly what you're saying right now, they were saying it 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Now they're sad, right?
Now they're talking about his dog, his therapy dog.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God, who's going to adopt his dog? And he was such a gentle man, and he was so cordial, and he was all, good God. I mean, it's just
forget about all the bombs that he had dropped on Iraq. Just forget about all that.
Now, I have an opinion about that, and that is, it's all Trump. It's all,
hold on, George H.W. Bush didn't drop bombs, Trump did?
It doesn't matter. This guy, Bush, is so much better, in their opinion, than Trump. They're actually coming out and they're embracing this guy in order to downplay their hate for Trump.
No,
it happens
every time a politician dies.
Not this bad. It's not. It has
the
never
president.
Been. It has it's never. It has never been
no,
this bad.
Dude, when John McCain died, everybody that was talking about how horrible he was, all of a sudden he was such
a
great politician.
Because
and he
Trump
did
was president.
That.
He had
because
a family.
Trump was president.
No, dude.
There are people. There are people like that. that should have be honored upon death. One of them can be like Ron Paul or Murray Rothbard. Mm-hmm. People that advocate, you know, not going to war if we really don't have to. People that advocate private property and being an individual and liberty and freedom. They're the type of people that we should honor upon death. Not
Agreed.
People who are, you know, who are pretty much like a, what do you call that, a wolf guarding the hen, you know what
Living
I mean?
House.
They're George Bush advocated freedom, or he talked about freedom and liberty, but he didn't actually do anything to advocate it. You know what I mean? He did nothing to advocate it.
Worse, he destroyed it by continuing the war on drugs, escalating that, creating a war in Iraq, destroying innocent lives, and, you know, locking innocent people up behind bars. And, Conan, I got to agree with Daryl on this. If you go back and you look at the death of Ronald Reagan, you go back and you look at the death of Nixon, as Jackie pointed out in our Discord chat, the same worship of these politicians is present there.
I'm not
Princess Diana.
I'm not denying that at all about Reagan, but Bush and McCain are different levels. The left have been crucifying them for so many years,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden something has changed.
No, it's nothing has changed.
Yes.
It's not different. No. It's not different at all. What is going on is you can criticize sort of the rules of this are. You can criticize him while he's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
can criticize him while he's in office. But once he's dead, then all of a sudden you have to talk about how great of a man he was and how much respect you had for him. Even though you disagreed with the things he said and the things that he did, you had respect for him because you respect the office and you respect the system.
Get back in line, slave.
And
that's
you know,
what
not,
it's about.
Not to bring up a different radio program, but another libertarian program can be a part of the problem. And on there, Dave had been talking about how, you know, younger people, they watch that type of thing where they honor people like that. And then they kind of emulate that. You know what I mean? They want to become like that. And I think that propaganda, that kind of can be entrenched in who we are being country. You know what I mean? That they do that propaganda to keep the people who like George W. Bush in power. You know what I mean? They are like a ruler. They have to be what they are, you know?
Right. They act about these people as though they are royalty, right? So
it's our version of royalty.
Exactly.
We have this and we have Hollywood.
Yeah, it's exactly the same thing. People are in mourning when Princess Diana died, and this is the exact same thing, just the version for the United States. Thank you, Doug. Great call. Really appreciate the point. I'm glad you went there tonight because I was just going to ignore it. You know, I don't think any of us had this as show prep tonight, so I appreciate you doing that. Thank you, Doug. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Even Google changed their damn logo today.
Oh, is that what that was?
The gray logo.
I was trying to wrap my head around it.
And then down at the bottom.
What does this one represent? I couldn't figure it out. Down at the bottom,
it says President George H.W. Bush, 1924 to 2018.
Disgusting. Disgusting. These people are criminals. Presidents are just the head of a criminal gang. That's all they are. I don't care what party they're from. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us. 855-450-FREE. Did George W. Bush repeal prohibition? No, he didn't do that either. What the hell did he do that was any good?
He said no new taxes.
And then
raised signed
taxes.
New taxes.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The nation has said its goodbyes to former President George H.W. Bush at a state funeral in Washington. He was eulogized by his son, former President George W. Bush.
Through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, the best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
The casket is now back in Texas at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston. He will lay in repose overnight as citizens come to pay their respects. Thursday, there's one more memorial service. Then he will be laid to rest alongside his wife Barbara and 3-year-old daughter Doro. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whether it's alcohol prohibition or corrupt thugs known as presidents, you can talk about it here on Free Talk Live. Open phones as always. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Discord on air call-in line rooms are available to you as well. Go to discord.lrn.fm to jump into one of those. In fact, that's where we're going next. But first, I want to let you know, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
All right, we're going back to the phones here, and then we continue on the prohibition topic. Alcohol prohibition ended, purportedly, 85 years ago today, 1933. And we'll tell you a little bit more about some of the terrible laws that are still in place, proving that prohibition really ultimately just changed forms and lessened only slightly. But let's go first to Turd Ferguson. He's on our Discord, on air call-in line room. Go ahead, Turd Ferguson. You're in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Shrewsbury, Pennsylvania. Yeah, so I just wanted to talk about George H.W., or actually, well, I had two things to say, but I wanted to start out with George H.W. Bush, who I thought it was a really interesting conversation that just happened. And it's interesting how the U.S. federal government, when a foreign leader dies, who many people know are war criminals and have killed lots of innocent people, it's funny how they've been known to take their bodies once they die and drop them into the sea from planes, you know, thousands of feet above the air. In the case of Osama bin Laden, for instance,
he wasn't actually dropped out of a plane. I thought he was dropped off a ship.
Yeah, I thought they threw him off a ship.
Well, whatever. He landed in the ocean. I mean, they threw him overboard. Then
and he also wasn't a foreign head of state.
Yeah,
you're talking about foreign leaders, and he doesn't meet that definition.
The heads of state tend to treat each other with a certain level
dignity.
Let's remember Gaddafi. He was drugged naked through the streets by his own people, and I think he had something stuck up his butt. So they, so you let the actual people who he has hurt get
then a hold
they
of give
him
the burial they deserve.
Oh, you better believe they get right. They get what was coming to them.
But people in the United States are brainwashed. They don't think presidents are thugs.
No, they're kings, royalty, emperors.
Let's even just take the case of Saddam Hussein, who was publicly humiliated when he was about to be hanged in
right.
front of thousands
yep.
of people.
That's a good example.
He was a head of state, and it's just interesting how when you really think about it, they probably killed an equal amount of people in their careers as far as innocent people go.
You mean Saddam compared to George W. Bush or H.W.?
I'd say probably. Well, to be honest, George H.W. Bush may have killed more. I'd have to look
he
at the
may
law
have.
Yeah, but it's just interesting how they treat the two separately, and I just wanted
yeah.
to add that.
I think Saddam's probably one of the best examples you can give of what you're saying.
Well, if Saddam had never pissed off the powers that be, he'd still be where he's at.
Well, they put him there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was good buddies with everybody, and Cheney going and visiting him, but, messed up. He decided to go his own way.
Yep.
And nope, not happening, bro. We got to make an example out of you.
Right, and I remember back in the 80s when Saddam Hussein was America's buddy. Well, what was the statement? The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead,
ended Kurt. Up hiding in a hole toward
yeah,
the end of his life.
I agree with all that stuff. Look, they were both war criminals, in my opinion. On another note, I did want to give you guys two big thumbs up. You guys have been doing a fantastic job lately with the jazzy cams.
Oh, thanks.
To the studio cams. And my dog Hendrix loves that, by the way. I'm not joking.
How does Hendrix can actually see the dog on the camera?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he definitely can.
Dogs can see things.
Yeah, that's true. Not all of them are interested in what goes on television.
Yeah, I have never had animals who were interested with anything going on the television.
Yeah,
I've seen it happen before with certain animals, but it's pretty uncommon, I would say.
Yeah. He's a pretty smart dog.
All right, cool.
But it's cool. It's cool. It's interesting. But also, and most importantly, the after show, the Freer Talk Live, Free Talk Live after show, fantastic. Freaking 4 stars, 2 thumbs up. It is probably by far the best after show on internet radio right now. Or
4 stars out of how many? Like, what's your scale here?
4 out of 4 stars.
Excellent.
It was it's fantastic. I'd say if you're a Howard Stern listener and you like the wrap-up show with Gary Delabate and John Hine, the FTL after show is better than that.
Hey, cool, so, man.
Wow.
Yeah, to all the listeners, if you're listening right now, you need to go on Twitch and listen to this after show. Fantastic stuff, totally unedited. You can call in and say whatever you want.
It's true.
Oh, man.
Almost anything you want. At the very least, I will say there are no FCC censors on Twitch, but there are certain things. One of the topics we discussed last night was some of the things you aren't allowed to do on the Twitch platform, and I was just looking at their community guidelines.
Oh.
And apparently you do need to mark a stream as mature if you're going to be talking about things like sex. So we've been doing that, so I've gone ahead and made the LRN channel a mature channel on Twitch.
Were you playing radio the other night? Actual copyrighted music?
Yes, on Twitch.
Is that allowed?
Yes, it is.
Or they just kind of look the other way?
No, it's allowed. They'll mute it later. But during the live stream, they'll let you play whatever copyrighted music you want to.
Wait. All right, so you potentially, everything you were saying during that music is muted now.
Potentially. I haven't gone back to check that episode, but the first episode where I played some music, they didn't mute it.
Okay.
So, but that's how it works. Hey, Turd Ferguson, thanks for the call. Thanks for the comment, the compliment. I appreciate that. And we will continue doing some of these after shows. We are doing 1 or 2 per week, basically, over at twitch.lrn.fm if you would like to go and follow our Twitch channel there. You can do that, twitch.lrn.fm. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want. Oh, yeah, one other thing about George W. or H.W. Bush to remember.
Iron Contra?
Well, there's that, but he also ran the CIA.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, one of the only Americans who doesn't know where he was the day of Kennedy's assassination.
Really?
Oh, really?
That's a strange thing to not remember.
Yeah, when he was head of CIA.
Mm-hmm.
And there are pictures of him in Dallas. supposedly are him.
Mm-hmm. Was he the babushka lady?
No, he's the skinny dude, the skinny Texan. But yes, very, very curious that he didn't remember where he was, and he's held on to that for...
I mean, in case you didn't believe any of the other things we were saying about him, involved in murdering innocent people, like in Iraq, You know, just the fact that he ran the CIA should be enough of rationale to think, oh, yeah, this guy's probably no good.
Yes.
Probably no good. Probably not worth remembering in any kind of fond way at all.
Well, the best thing he did was die, because now his memory has been immortalized as the hero of our country. And
the best thing for him, and
many, many children in the future years will learn of his great doings, and they'll never learn of anything that ever went bad.
So back to the fun stuff here. We've got the dumb drink laws from R Street, which is sounds like a pretty liberty-friendly firm. At least they sure as hell are on the right side of the issue on ending alcohol prohibition for good, like actually ending it and repealing all these dumb laws, like D.C.'s pitcher crackdown. This is number 11 on their list of 12, where you can drink at bars, but you cannot walk around while drinking at bars.
Walk around, I think this means you can't walk around with the pitcher.
The pitcher, correct. Also, bottles of vodka and ostensibly even double shots. You're not allowed to walk with those either, apparently.
And it does say that Vermont prohibits pitchers larger than 32 ounces. And in D.C., you are allowed to pick up the pitcher to take a picture of it. You can fill your own glass, but you can't walk around with the pitcher.
Can I make all of my own pitchers? Like, can I get mason jars and attach handles to them? Or can I bring my own mason jar to the bar?
Probably not.
Number 10 on the list here, Utah's modified Zion curtain,
which we discussed earlier.
We did discuss it earlier, where the law is requiring restaurants to erect a partition between the area where bartenders sit, or where bartenders are mixing cocktails, and where the restaurant patrons sit. This is, of course, to protect the precious little children from having to view booze being served and enjoyed by adults, even though every other state in America allows bars just to function without any deleterious effects. It might seem like good news, then, that Utah recently decided to tear down its Zion curtain. Sadly, however, its effort to reform the law was far from straightforward. Now, restaurants in the state essentially have three options. Keep the existing wall, create a smaller 42-inch barrier, or create a 10-foot buffer zone around the bar so that children cannot enter. Restaurants and bars are all now also required to hang a sign in the window declaring whether they are a restaurant or a bar.
We need moats around the bars.
I want to know why it's called a Zion curtain. I want to know the etymology behind that.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More ridiculous alcohol laws coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. It is the very end here. Not quite. So the remaining moments. Enough time for you if you want to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on our call-in line rooms as well over at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
And we are celebrating the end of, well, the supposed end, the federal end of alcohol prohibition. Let's wait until we're on the camera here.
Yes, so currently on Jazzy Cam.
The auto switching.
And now
thing
it
here
is on us.
And we can do it right here in front of the camera.
I'll
ching ching.
Drink.
There we go.
To yep. That.
So,
and I know taking a drink on radio is not generally a good thing.
It's
so let's,
not illegal. It's,
right. But
Mark used to believe that it is, but it's
but then
not.
There's dead air if everybody's drinking,
oh, drinking
at once.
Drinking at once. Yeah, we don't want any of our dead air alerts to go off at our radio affiliates. But usually you have to do it from
where. I've already seen flashing blue lights once tonight. I don't need to see them again.
We had air
you got
cards?
Pulled over. That's right.
Oh,
that's right.
True.
So, 85 years ago was 1933,
yep.
The end of federal alcohol prohibition, which then, of course, as the folks over at R Street, which is a lobbying firm, think tank group that seems to be pretty pro-free market, at least
yes.
That's what they claim, they are recounting, you know, how the fact is after the feds made it legal again. Well, the states then went ahead and made a bunch of crap illegal surrounding
right.
Alcohol, and in fact, in many states, completely control the distribution of certain types of alcohol. And even if they don't themselves distribute the alcohol, they still have control over it. They still decide who gets to distribute it, and you know how it gets distributed,
right. How much tax they're gonna suck off the top,
how it can be advertised, which
yep.
Ties into number 9 here.
Number 9 on their list of 12 dumb drinking laws. Everyone loves Santa, right? Not Ohio, which prohibits alcohol advertisements from representing, portraying, or making any reference to the jolly old Saint Nick. A similar law exists in D.C. Bars are not allowed to use statements, illustrations, or pictures that refer to religious holidays or symbols to promote alcohol sales, service, or consumption. This includes promoting drinks by referring to Santa Claus. So,
wait,
yes.
Wait, you just said religious. Santa is now a religion?
It includes it, it says here. So.
Okay.
Because Santa's connected to Christmas,
yeah.
Which is ostensibly a Christian holiday.
And you just had a sip.
Yeah, he did. He's already on his way out. Is this the same way that Jesus is related to rabbits and chocolate?
No, that's a different way.
Okay.
So, yes, this means Ohio and D.C. both deserve coal in their stockings. Making Santa even sadder, 27 states have at least some type of legal restriction against selling alcohol on Christmas. The pretext for these laws is to protect religious worship. But there is, of course, no reason that people can't go to church Christmas morning and then responsibly enjoy some spiked eggnog later in the evening. Guess Santa's naughty list is going to be pretty long this year.
Now, I'm trying to figure out, you know, like, how, and I know that Santa Claus isn't a copyrighted thing, but, you know, like, what's a way that one would advertise a drink special incorporating Santa?
Draw a picture of Santa, Christmas specials, you know, whatever.
Yeah, like Santa downing a fifth of vodka or Santa leaving somebody vodka.
It wouldn't be hard. I'm sure. I feel like I've seen pictures.
I'm just trying to think of an example here. I'm guessing one could create a mixed drink called, you know, like the St. Nicholas.
It probably exists. You just thought it, so it must exist.
I mean, the North Pole something.
Here's a,
you know, I think Santa
picture
Claus,
of Santa Claus holding a bottle of Jim Beam.
Like a flight of drinks.
But that's,
and
a Coca,
call it,
that's a Coca-Cola ad.
Hold on. So we have a...
that's Photoshopped.
A,
okay.
A flight of drinks. And for those that don't drink a flight, when you've got a bunch of, you know, like small amounts of beer, or sometimes it's full beers, but you have this flight and call it the Polar Express.
Uh-huh.
Would that be okay in Ohio?
No, that's polar bears.
No. Polar Express, there's that book about the
book.
Kid that takes the Polar Express to the North Pole to visit Santa.
I don't know. I think Santa Claus is rolling in his grave right now because he was probably a great drinker. I mean, he lived in the north, and he needed some spirits on his his sleigh to keep him warm and those cold, cold nights. And he's probably like, "What? I can't be associated with a little spirits?"
There's a ton of images out there, Daryl. You know, just search Google image for Santa with alcohol art, and you'll come up with a bunch of images of Santa holding a pint or holding some sort of beer glass.
Here's one: martini vermouth, and Santa is holding two big giant bottles of martini brand vermouth.
Right. So, you know, if you're a bar owner and you want to promote a special Christmas holiday sale, you take one of these images of Santa, you put it up on your Instagram or whatever other social media, and you say, come on down to the Thirsty Owl where
So here's
Santa
one
Claus
that I
drinks.
Found where they've got a picture, and I'm curious if this would be okay in Ohio, where it's got three beers of the same brand, but it's different types. So it's three different variants of Michelob, and each of the beers has a little Santa hat on it.
Probably
would that be okay?
Yeah, probably not. Number eight here, Louisiana and Utah's miniature bottle ban. Dierks Bentley may like singing about getting drunk on a plane, but he better make sure his jet is taken off from the right state.
Get these
America has had a long and complicated relationship with mini booze bottles, also known as airplane bottles or nips. These little 50 milliliter vessels of joy are still frowned upon in many states, including Louisiana, which legalized larger 100 milliliter versions in 2014, but still prohibits the normal 50 milliliter size.
Wow.
The theory behind the ban appears to be that mini bottles, they say, accelerate drunkenness among the populace. Even though they contain less booze.
You have to drink a whole lot more of them, and they're usually more expensive.
Right.
You could buy friggin' a whole bottle for the price of, like,
a handful of those. Yeah.
I don't know what the little mini bottles are, but I was going to say maybe...
You've never seen those?
I've seen them. I've never bought them, so I don't know...
Well, they're miniature bottles of liquor. What else do you need to know about them?
You've never seen them up at the counter? They have right
seen
next to the
them.
Register.
I've never bought them.
So you know what they are. You've
I
seen
don't
them.
Know, I don't know the price.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're cheaper or more expensive.
It's always this way. Whenever you take a product and you package it in smaller packaging, you're paying more for that product because it takes more to ship it. It takes more to package it. You can't put as much in a certain space, you know, the shipping space.
Right.
So it's always going to be more expensive on a smaller scale.
And they get you on the convenience of buying just a little
right, cause you can,
a little, it's a little impulse
you
item.
Can stick it in your purse. You can stick it in
right,
your back pocket.
Conan's saying that one mini bottle costs more than a
that's
full size
bottle.
I said you could buy a full bottle for the price of like two or three of those things.
I don't know if that's accurate.
And especially if you're buying them from the mini bar in a hotel. Then you're really getting
them. They charge you $4 for the 50-cent bottle of water
Honestly don't know the price of these little things because I would never go there.
Yeah, I don't know the price of them either, but Conan's not wrong when he's making the general statement that a few of these mini bottles, you're probably getting to the point of just buying a whole bottle and you get way more.
Air numbering that a little mini bottle is $2.30.
Yeah, so what's it cost for a bottle of alcohol? $7? $9? Something like that?
Depends on what it is. Some bottles are $20, $30.
That's not the point, Daryl. Let's move on. Confusingly, Utah first legalized minis in 1969, since they were viewed as preferable to carrying large bottles in brown bags. In 1990, however, they reversed course and banned them. Under the pretext of cracking down on litter, Maine also recently joined the anti-mini bottle crusade by raising mini bottle prices by 50 cents and requiring a 5-cent deposit for the bottles. Further demonstrating the ridiculousness of the mini bottle obsession, other locales such as D.C. not only allow mini bottles but require customers to buy at least 6 every time they purchase them.
So you can buy a 6-pack, you just can't buy a single.
In D.C.
Yes.
Sadly, some state governments appear determined to make cramped airplane rides even more miserable for everyday Americans. Number 7. We go to your home state, Daryl, of Alabama. They forbid booze advertisements that feature a person posed in an immoral or sensuous manner. In 2009, the state used that law to ban a bottle that depicted a nude nymph flying with a bicycle. Needless to say, policing what is immoral or sensuous is pretty tricky work and raises questions about the many different types of alcohol for sale that include the words like bastard in their names, as well as even more aggressive ones. Other states such as Michigan have similar laws. It infamously targeted Flying Dog's Raging Bitch beer as, quote, detrimental to the health, safety, and welfare of the general public.
Now, the Alabama statute goes even further in that all proposed advertising shall be submitted to the ABC board for prior approval before dissemination within the state of Alabama.
There's 6 more of these things here, and I will grab a link to this. We'll put it up on our Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com.
I had to look up the nude nymph with a flying bicycle. That is just weird.
Our Mastodon over at toot.freetalklive.com, our Telegram at telegram.freetalklive.com. You can grab the link there and dig into the remainder of these, because we didn't even get to number 1. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. If you're going to drink, do it safely.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.